With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The government's newly released September employment report vastly exceeded analyst expectations, 254,000 jobs created last month. But Heritage Foundation economist E.J. Antoni says that based on past practice, he's not sure this impressive number will stand.
It has been heavily revised and consistently downward. So the number of jobs in the economy is very likely being overstated.
The September unemployment rate came in at 4.1%. That was down a tenth of a percent from August. At least 215 deaths a result of Hurricane Helene. The Carolinas especially hard hit, and the disaster is still unfolding. In relation to that, FEMA, under Biden-Harris management, is drawing fire for being MIA.
The Biden-Harris administration has used more than $1 billion tax dollars to provide services for illegals rather than Americans in need of disaster relief. And information obtained from FEMA's own website, the group allocated nearly $364 million in the fiscal year 2023 and $650 million for the 2024 fiscal year to the Shelter and Services Program to, quote, provide humanitarian services to non-citizen migrants following their release from the Department of Homeland Security. This comes as DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas claims that FEMA doesn't have the money to make it through the remainder of the hurricane season and would like Congress to approve more money for the government organization. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
It's back to work for tens of thousands of port workers from Maine to Texas. Their union suspended the strike until January 15th. This will provide some more time for bargainers to come up with a new contract proposal. Watching Wall Street this morning, stocks are mixed. The Dow is down about 14 points, the Nasdaq trading 27 points higher, and the S&P is up 4 points. This is SRN News. A battle over taxes in Michigan.
A state appeals court says Woodside Bible Church in Forrester cannot claim a tax exemption on property that serves recreational purposes. At issue is a lodge on the banks of Lake Huron that the church uses for retreats. The Michigan Court of Appeals has ruled that the activities that take place at the lodge are not sufficiently religious to qualify for an exemption. Tax battles between churches and localities are cropping up all over the U.S. as some local governments seek additional revenues. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Georgia's Republican Attorney General is appealing a judge's ruling that the state's abortion ban is unconstitutional. Attorney General Chris Carr's office filed a legal motion on Wednesday asking the Georgia Supreme Court to reinstate the law. It bars most abortions after the first 6 weeks of pregnancy while the court considers the state's appeal. The judge ruled Monday that the ban in place since 2022 violates women's rights. This is SRN News. This tax season, more Americans will be able to exclaim, if it's free, it's for me.
The IRS is expanding its program that allows people to file their taxes directly with the IRS for free. The Direct File program allows taxpayers to calculate and submit their returns to the IRS directly without using commercial tax preparation software. In the 2025 tax season, more than 30 million people in 24 states will be eligible to participate. The program was rolled out as a pilot program for the 2024 tax season in 12 states. The IRS says the program will be permanent and that they are working to expand taxpayer eligibility. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Democrat U.S. Senator Bob Casey of Pennsylvania, Republican challenger David McCormick have held their first debate in this race. One thing they agree on, they oppose the sale of U.S. steel to Japan's Nippon Steel. More details, SRNNews.com.